so long, I can't wait to get back home. Home to the Lone Star State another day, I just can't wait. Look out, boys, I'm headed your way. I got a mind that wanders in a 57 Chevrolet. Hold on tight, I got a license to fly. With a pedal to the metal, watch me roll on by. While I boogie back to Texas.
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 We're gonna boogie back to Texas, 8 beats to the mile. Rolling out of New York, Philadelphia.
Yeah, of course, that is Asleep at the Wheel, doing what we do every week here on the Voice of Vashon, 101.9 FM, KVSH LP, Vashon Island, Washington. Yes, every week we boogie back to Texas with songs from Texas musicians. And I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher, a longtime resident of Texas, picking the tunes for you. Thanks for listening in. And the last week or so, it has been my pleasure to be weeding and spreading the compost. So it only seems logical to me that we have a show about dirt and gardens. And I said it's been a pleasure to do this. So in case you've forgotten why it's a pleasure to dig in the dirt, here's Waylon Jennings and his song, Dirt.
You know, it's always fun to have a brand new shiny toy. They're fun to play with. But as I look back to when I was a little boy, I think my favorite toy was good old dirt. Dirt is quiet, it don't make noise. It's fun to play with, especially for boys. Girls don't much like it, but that's okay. Boys don't like girls much anyway. Dirt, dirt, good old. May sound silly, but it really don't hurt to sing about good old dirt. It hurts just a little if it gets in your eyes. You can put it in water and make mud pies. Babies will eat it, but babies are dumb. They wet their diapers and suck on their thumbs. Dirt, dirt, good old. Sounds silly, but it really don't hurt to sing about good old dirt. It don't cost a thing, 'cause it's everywhere. You can take it back home. Nobody cares. You can throw it, kick it, and it don't even hurt. So a kid's best friend has just gotta be dirt.
They say one day he'll liquidate his holdings up online.
Michelle Schacht, originally from Dallas, and her song God is a Real Estate Developer from her album Captain Swing that was released in 1989, and Peter Anderson was on guitar. Michelle's almost better known for her problems with mental illness and her homophobic rants than her music, it seems, but she's a good songwriter. Before Michelle, we heard Waylon Jennings with Dirt from his children's album, Cowboys, Sisters, Rascals, and Dirt, released in 1993. Who knew that this country outlaw had an album for children? Waylon was from Littlefield, Texas, in the Panhandle, and a bit of a recalcitrant youth. As a matter of fact, the superintendent of the school that he went to encouraged him to drop out, and he did. He already had a band by then. He'd been performing on the radio for about 3 or 4 years, and after driving a truck, he eventually signed a contract and then hooked up with Buddy Holly's band, and as everybody knows, I think, by now, he gave up his seat on the ill-fated flight that Buddy had lined up for his band. And he gave it to the Big Bopper, who had the flu and knew that he would be miserable on the bus to their next gig. And so Waylon felt guilty about that flight, which seemed to fuel the substance abuse he dealt with most of the rest of his career. You listen to Boogie Back to Texas here with your host, Jeff Fletcher, spinning some tunes about dirt and gardens. And thanks for listening. So the Red River of the South rises in the Panhandle of Texas, and it flows east where it forms much of the border between Texas and Oklahoma. It's named for the red bed country of its watershed, and the area around it is known as red dirt, and a whole musical genre has formed around it as well, and it's called red dirt music. And next up are two songs about the people and places of red dirt. We're going to lead off with Emmylou Harris and Rodney Crowell, and a song live on Austin City Limits called Red Dirt Girl.
Best friend Lillian and her blue tick hound doggy, sitting on the front porch, cooling in the shade, singing every song the radio play, waiting for the Alabama sun to go down. Two red dirt girls in a red dirt town, me and Lillian. Just across the line and a little southeast of Marie. Loved your brother, I remember back when he was fixing up a 49 and then he told her little sister, gonna ride the wind up around the moon, back again. Never got farther than Vietnam. I was standing there with her when the telegram come for Lillian. Now he's lying somewhere about a million miles away. There's not much hope for a red dirt girl. Somewhere out there is a great big world. That's where I'm bound. And the stars might fall in Alabama, but one of these days I'm gonna swing my hammer down away from this red dirt town. Gonna make a joyful sound. She grew up thin. Bury that old dog Gideon by a crape myrtle bush at the back of the yard. Daddy turned mean and her mama leaned hard. Got in trouble with a boy in town. Figured that she might as well settle down. so she dug right in. Across the red dirt line, just a little southeast of Marin. Oh, she tried hard to love him, but it never did take. Just another way for the heart to break, so she learned to bend. One thing they don't tell you about the blues when you got them, you keep on falling, cause there ain't no bottom, there ain't no end. At least not for the end. Nobody knows when she started her skid. She was only 27 and she had 5 kids. Could have been the whiskey, could have been the pills, could have been the dream she was trying to kill. Won't be a mention in the news of the world about the life and the death of a red dirt girl named Lily. Who never got any further across the line than Marie. Without a sound in the red dirt ground. Ah, ah, ah,
church on Sunday morning, race barefoot back to Johnson's Fence. That's where I first saw Mary, on that roadside picking blackberries. That summer I turned a corner in my soul down that red dirt road. It's where I drank my first beer. I tore it all to pieces. I learned the path to heaven is full of sinners and believers. Learned that happiness on earth ain't just for high achievers. I've come to know there's life at both ends of that red dirt road. Feels like I found a long lost friend. much beer. It's where I found Jesus, where I wrecked my first car. I tore it all to pieces. I learned the path to heaven is full of sinners and believers. Learned that happiness on earth ain't just for high achievers. I've learned, I've come to know there's life at both.
That was Brooks and Dunn, Red Dirt Road, from the album of the same name. Came out in 2003. They each had pretty good solo careers, and then in 1991, they formed their duo, which was really successful. If you count 11 albums, 20 number one singles on the country charts, and an induction into the Country Music Hall of Fame. Ronnie Dunn was born in Coleman, Texas, and he studied to be a Baptist preacher at Hardin-Simmons, but he got kicked out of school because he played in bars. Before Brooks and Dunn, we heard Emmylou Harris and Rodney Crowe with Emmylou's song Red Dirt Girl, recorded live on Austin City Limits. Ronnie's from Houston, and I'm glad he and Emmylou record together a lot because it gives me the opportunity to play some of Emmylou's music along with Rodney's at the time. You're listening to songs about dirt and gardens here on Boogie Back to Texas on The Voice of Vashon. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher. Thanks for listening.
Voice of Vashon thanks Dental Care of Vashon for its programming support. If you have tooth or gum discomfort, damaged or missing teeth, sleep issues, or need crowns or dental implants, Dr. Demova and her team will bring you relief in a comfortable, caring environment. Call them at 206-457-2744 and find them on the web at dentalcareofvashon.com.
Thanks to those folks. Next up on our garden show are two songs that kind of use the notion of garden to describe or refer to some other aspects of life, and we're going to lead off with a former friend of ours from Austin, Texas, Steve Weichert, who's got a tough row to hoe.
Breaking bread in the middle of town, all those motor cars still buzzing round. Like bees in a hive, they have somewhere to go. This peaceful life is surely hard, road to hoe. Count your dreams on the fingers of one hand. To count your chores multiplied by 10. Do it now, you don't ever want to slow. Peaceful life is sure a hard road to hoe. Do-de-do-do, do it now. Do-de-da-da-do, this fast-paced life has taken its toll. Don't have time for our soul anymore. Collective wealth reduced to a task. Email love for the family. That'll never last. It's doing a number on you. Substitute the things you think you need for the truth of all that you believe. Spread out the news, overthrow away the old. This peaceful life is sure a hard road to hoe. It's doing a number on you. It's doing a number on that too. This fast-paced life has taken its toll. Don't have time for the soul anymore. collective well, red dues to red times. Email love for the family. That'll never last. Separation is so easy to achieve. You don't have to live, just watch it on TV. Sitting in the darkness and watch the cancer grow. This peaceful life is sure a road to hoe. It's doing a number on you. It's doing a number on that too. Do da 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 do.
Come and see me, Judy, each and every day. I said, come by and see me, Judy, each and every day. You come by and see my pretty flower, well, you sure better stay away.
You got the same kind of flowers that I got. Have you seen the old and treat him just right? Lord, what he will be just as fine.
Water my flower every morning and evening before that sun goes down. Water my flower every morning, evening before the sun goes down. Let me tell you one thing, that I've got the sweetest flower in this town.
Treat my pretty little flower. I mean, I got my own way. Yeah, you can't tell me how to treat my pretty little flower. I mean, I got my own way. I'm gonna treat my little flower so good. Ooh, Lord, the backyard will be so glad to see. Stay with me now.
That was Huddy Leadbetter, also probably better known as Leadbelly. Pretty little flower in my backyard. Probably not really about a flower. Maybe women are involved with this. I'm not sure. He was joined by Josh White, and Leadbelly was born in Louisiana, but his family moved to deep east Texas when he was about five, and he toured with Blind Lemon Jefferson and recorded hundreds of songs. And Woody Guthrie deemed him the king of the 12-string, although Leadbelly's first instrument was the accordion, which is just what I would give a kid for the first instrument. Leadbelly had a few stints in prison, and he was released a little bit early one time because of his relationship with the folklorists John and Alan Lomax, who some of you may know would roam the South recording musicians for the Library of Congress. His petition to be released, Leadbelly's petition to be released, was on the other side of a recording of Goodnight Irene. Before Leadbelly, we heard a former friend of ours from Austin by the name of Steve Weichert from his Between the Lines album that he put out in 2003, and the song was Road to Hoe. In addition to being a musician, Steve was a really good carpenter and massage therapist, and you may have caught the reference toward cancer toward the end of that song, and Steve died in 2013 of that very disease. We celebrate Texas musicians here on Boogie Back to Texas, and tonight we are focusing on dirt and gardens. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher. Thanks for listening. We're going to lead off this next set with Eliza Gilkison live at the Cactus Cafe on the University of Texas campus. She first tells the story of the song she's about to sing. And here's Eliza Gilkison and Greenfields.
I mentioned my dad in that last song. He did make a pretty damn good living. And this is one of the songs that was a big hit for him in 1962. Actually, I love this song because it has so many levels of meaning for me, and not just a great breakup song, but also if Mother Earth was going to sing a song to us, you know, this is to me the ultimate song that the great mother would sing to human beings, and especially these days.
Once there were green fields kissed by the sun. Once there were valleys where rivers used to run. Once there were blue skies with white clouds high above. Once they were part of an everlasting love. We were the lovers who strolled through green fields. Green fields are gone now, parched by the sun. Gone from the valleys where rivers used to run.
Oh,
That was the Chicks covering the Stevie Nicks song Landslide. And that came out on the self-titled Fleetwood Mac album that came out in the mid-70s. I want to say it was 1975. And she has sung it on every single tour that they have done but one tour. She wrote it while she was thinking about going back to school or continuing professionally with Lindsey Buckingham. And the Chicks version was on their Home album, released in 2002. A pretty good one. Before the Chicks, we heard Liza Gilkison on guitar and vocals, Mike Hardwick on a really tasty dobro, Glenn Fukunaga on bass, and Cisco Ryder on drums. And the song was Greenfields, recorded live at the Cactus Cafe. And that was on the album Your Town Tonight, released in 2007. You heard her talking about her dad, Terry Gilkison. She grew up in Hollywood. He was a songwriter there and raised a family in Santa Fe. She lived in Austin from 81 through 87, and she's back there some when she's not touring, or she sometimes hosts some songwriting workshops in Taos, New Mexico. Next up, we take a tour of two really, really, really different gardens, kind of depicting different ends of the economic spectrum. The first is kind of an ironic garden, if you will. Texas Tornadoes with the Gardens.
When the sun goes down and the heat stays on, young men fight and they carry on. It's just a way of life down here in the garden. This side's mine, that side's yours. You can't walk here and break the rule. The rule that we all know down here in the garden. I guess it's one more night that we'll have to spend with the windows barred and the kids locked in. One more night to make your life slowly hard. I guess it's one more night that we'll have to spend where mama's cry, daddy's sin. One more night to spend down here in the garden.
There's a place I can get to where I'm safe from the city blues, and it's green and it's quiet. Only trouble was I had to buy it, and I'll do anything I got to do
cut my head and shine my shoes and keep on singing the blues if I can stay here in Johnny's garden. As the swift bird flies over the grasses, dipping now and then to take his breakfast, thus I come and go and I travel, but I can watch that bird and unravel, and I'll do anything I got to do, cut my hair and shine my shoes, keep on singing the blues if I can stay here in Johnny's garden. With his love and his caring, he puts his life into beauty's sharing. His children are his flowers, and they give me peace in quiet hours. And I'll do anything I got to do, cut my hair and shine my shoes, and keep on singing the blues if I can stay here in Johnny's garden.
Dallas-born Stephen Stills, Johnny's Garden, about Stephen's garden's caretaker in his English manor house. Although some think it's about John Lennon, but I have it on good authority that it's not. The song is from Stills' Manassas album, came out in 1972, and this is the album that's got four pretty distinct sections featuring different musical styles. The first is more of a Latin beat, Latin rock. The second is a kind of a country bluegrass. The third, from which Johnny's Garden comes, is kind of folky rock, and the last section is pretty full out rock and roll. He's got some great musicians with him there on the album: Joe Lalla, Al Perkins, Fuzzy Samuels, Paul Harris, Dallas Taylor, and Chris Hillman, many of whom played on the Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young album Deja Vu that came out the previous year. And before Stephen, we heard the Texas Tornadoes with The Gardens, quite the contrast from Johnny's Garden. That came from their Four Aces album that was released back in 1996. Regular Bookie Back listeners know that the Texas Tornadoes were Doug Somm on guitar, Augie Myers on organ, Flaco Jimenez on accordion, and Freddie Fender on vocals, although all of them contribute vocals. And on that track, we heard Rye Cooter on slide guitar. So Doug, Flaco, and Augie were all from San Antonio. Freddie Fender was from San Benito, Texas, right on the border. And it was Doug and Augie, I think, who were with a group called the Sir Douglas Quintet. Did the song She's About a Mover. They try to capitalize on the English invasion with their name. It kind of didn't quite look that way, nor did they come from any place other than San Antonio and Texas. You're listening to songs about gardens and dirt here on Boogie Back to Texas, your island connection on the Voice of Vashon. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher. Thanks for listening.
This portion of VOV programming comes to you with support from Vashon Center for the Arts. VCA provides quality arts experiences for all ages and creates opportunities for artists to perform and exhibit their work. Find out what's happening at VashonCenterForTheArts.org.
Well, we're going to head toward the door tonight with a couple songs about farms. We're going to lead off with a lament and a sad story for many, many people about the loss of family farms. Here's Willie Nelson and Bob Dylan and Heartland.
There's a home place under fire tonight in the heartland, and the bankers are taking my home and my land from me. There's a big gaping hole in my chest now where my heart was, and a hole in the sky where God used to be.
There's a home place under fire tonight in the heartland, with a well where the water's so bitter nobody can drink. Ain't no way to get high and my mouth is so dry that I can't breathe. Don't they know that I'm dying? Why ain't nobody crying for me?
My American dream fell apart at the seams. You tell me what it means. You tell me what it means.
There's a home place under fire tonight in the heartland. The bankers are taking the homes and the land away. There's a young boy closing his eyes tonight in the heartland, who will wake up a man with some land and a loan he can't pay.
His American dream fell apart at the seams. You tell me what it means. You tell me what it means. My American dream fell apart at the seams. You tell me what it means. You tell me what it means.
There's a home place under fire tonight in the heartland. There's a home place under fire tonight in the heartland. There's a home place under fire tonight in the heartland. There's a home place under fire tonight in the heartland.
Stopped here. Wagon must have lost a wheel, or they lacked ambition one. In the great migration west, separated from the rest, though they might have tried their best, they never caught the sun. So they sunk some roots down in this dirt to keep from blowing off the earth. Built a town right here, and when the dust had all but cleared, they called it Level Land. Right now, Level Land. circle back, bleeding it to the bone. And I won't be here when there comes a day. It all dries up and blows away. I'd hang around just to see, but they never had much use for me. Watch him go. Now don't blame him one damn bit if they never look down on this. Not much down here they'd wanna know. Just level. Central air. We'd sit outside and watch the stars at night. She'd tell me to make a wish. I'd wish we both could fly. Don't think she's seen the sky since we got the satellite dish. And I can hear the marching band doing the best they can. Paid up all my debts, got some change left over yet. Mine getting on a whisper jet, gonna fly as far as I can get. Leveling, done the best I can.
What a great song called Level Land from James McMurtry from his album Where'd You Hide the Body. Came out in 1995. His images of that land and the people up there and everything about it is just so spot on. If you've ever been to the panhandle of Texas and drive through the most appropriately named town ever in the history of humankind, Level Land, it is flatter than a tabletop. You'd really understand that song. His great writing and his attention to detail, I think, comes probably pretty naturally. His mom was an English professor, and his dad was writer Larry McMurtry. Before James, we heard Willie Nelson and Bob Dylan, as if their voices weren't recognizable enough. The song was Heartland, a song they co-wrote. It came from Willie's album Across the Borderline. That came out in 1993. You also heard some really excellent musicians on that cut, including James Keltner on drums, Mickey Raphael on harp, John Leventhal, who's worked with Sean Colvin a lot and is the husband of Roseanne Cash. He was on guitar and a whole bunch more. That's kind of what we do here on Boogie Back to Texas. We make those kinds of connections. The album also includes some duets with Paul Simon, Bonnie Raitt, Lyle Lovett, and many more. It's really a good album. We are going to go out the door in this Garden edition of Boogie Back to Texas with a call to the original Garden. A song written, of course, by Joni Mitchell and performed here by Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young. Here's Woodstock. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher. Thanks for listening to Boogie Back to Texas tonight.
Stop.